A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What a marvelous verse, what a wonderful promise, that every child of God, no matter how lowly you might be, if you've turned to the Lord, you've experienced what it says in verse 16, that the veil has been taken away, and that the Lord, who is the Spirit, in verse 17, has come into your life, and He has given you liberty, as it says, the end of verse 17, liberty from your sin, from your bondage, from the darkness of the mind. And then we are enabled, as it says in our text today, to behold Him with open face. So instead of hiding, instead of having a veil between us and Him, we are able to behold the glory of the Lord. Now, it doesn't say that we see God directly, and it is in keeping with all that Paul and all that the writers of the scriptures knew, that we cannot look upon God and live. We would need to have been changed into a glorious body completely and be with Him, lest we die if we look upon Him. But here it says we behold His glory. It is that shining glory which emanates from God. It's not from anything else. We're not looking at a reflection, but we're beholding, as it were, with a weak example, that aura of glory. But much stronger than that, it's not just a dim light around Him. He shines forth stronger than the sun, and we behold His glory. Are you busy beholding Him, spending time looking at Him? And you know, the easiest place to find His glory reflected and to spend time and enjoy that reflection of His glory is in His Word. What He speaks is glorious. The Scripture is full of His glory. And He speaks in your heart. Remember, the Spirit liberates you, and He is liberated in you, and He can make the Scripture to be full of life and glory. Not only do you behold His glory, but you begin to reflect His glory, so that you yourself become that mirror. You reflect His glory by having beheld His glory. And look at this, you are changed into His image, not into any other image, but the image which you are looking at is God Himself, and as you look, you begin to be brighter, more reflection of His glory, and as it continues, you change from glory to glory.